Is Steph there?
Hey.
Is my lovely co-host here? All right. All right. Let's begin. First off, this is Marcus Griffin, and I am an addict, and you are listening to Confessions from an Addict. I feel like this should definitely be a recap here. Those that have been on the journey with me, thank you. Those who wonder where I went, we're going to get to that. It's been a small break in the action, about 8 months. And yeah, I'm back. Confessions from an Addict is back. There's going to be depicting this absence and why I've been on this long hiatus for the past 7 months. Plain and simple, I've been incarcerated or was incarcerated for an incident that occurred May 5th, 2021, where I was involved in a drunk driving accident. And yes, it was my fault. And so I had to do a little bit of time for that. And while I did this time, I wrote some letters to my girlfriend, family members. One in particular, my beautiful friend who kept these letters. And what we're going to try to do here is, one, prepare anybody that's about to go in. If you're one of these first timers or catch a case, or hopefully you never don't have to ever have to go into a position that I was in.
Yeah.
Two, for the people that are curious what it's like, and three, kind of where I'm at now. And so, so let me welcome in my co-host, Stephanie Michelle. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I can't believe it's already been a year since you surrendered yourself and that whole process kind of started.
Surrendered yourself is a good explanation for it, because you don't really have a choice. I was avoiding it for the 2 years while I was fighting it, but yeah. Yes, indeed. November 17th is when I surrendered myself, but I didn't get sentenced till later. That was November 28th is when I got sentenced. So yeah, we're right on the cusp of both of those.
Yeah, that's definitely crazy. I know I have this first letter here, and it's from November 18th. So it's like right from the jump.
Yes. All right. Feel free to let's go over this first letter.
See, all right.
Dredge up those emotions.
See, let's trudge up the past and see what we find. All right. So this first one, like I said, it is from November 18th. So just over a year ago. Out of the holding cell and into the dorm. Finally, I get a bed and possibly some sleep. As I walk up with my bed in my hand, I'm approached by the AR. Assistant rep, are you a Chicano or a homie? He asks. Well, I'm not a Chicano, so I replied, homie. I'm black and white, so I get that all the time. I get people who think I'm Hispanic. I was kind of disappointed at the fact that black wasn't an option or other. Oh, well, fuck it. I just want some sleep. I was surprised how well I slept that first night. I had a decent 3 hours, then it was time for a chow. I'm in the chow line, and what do I see? Black people. This motherfucker did think I was Hispanic. I could care less. I just want to go get my court date and then begin my sentence. Besides, the homies were cool. They offered me coffee on the second night, and I had my first spread. I'll get into that later. I worked out with them, broke bread with them. Yet, what will always determine any of the relationship communication, I am not one of them.
Yeah. So real quick, I don't know if anyone has been inside. The reason there's that finally a bed, finally I'm out of the holding cell. Who's ever been locked up? So let me just explain how this process is. So you go in. Now, like I said, I didn't get sentenced that day, but I did have to surrender myself. So when you surrender yourself, you're just first placed inside like a courtroom cell. And you have to wait till all the other cases have been heard before you even get moved down to go to the buses where they transport you to the next county or the next part of your journey, whatever you want to call it. It's county. I stayed in West Valley.
Okay.
So you're talking about going from court to at 8:15 to being in the courthouse vicinity till about 8:15 that night. You go from the, well, no, about six. I'm exaggerating. It may have had to be about, yeah, maybe it had to be about, even earlier than that. It had to be maybe four or five. I'm trying to look out these, trying to revisit when that truck that ships you to the West Valley. It was definitely afternoon, though, now that I recall. It was afternoon. And it's so funny because I remember wearing a dress, not suit, but I had on a dress shirt. I had on a tie. I was like, no way I'm going to get to surrender myself today. I look too nice, you know. I don't like a criminal, as if we know what criminals look like, you know what I mean? And so,
everything.
Yeah, so you're in this holding cell for at least, with other people that have been convicted, for at least, you could be up there 8 to 10 hours before they find you a bed. It's that long a process.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Indeed.
It's hard to fathom that, like, if you've never been in that type of situation, it's so hard to kind of comprehend, like, that shuffling with no say.
That and just that moment of anything you've done in life, anything. You go to work, you know it's 8 hours, you're done. You do things around the house. You have a show to prepare for. You have other these things. You have these other time restraints that something is finished.
Yeah.
But when they got you, to understand the cell closes after the sentence has been made and you surrender yourself, and they got you. There's no finish to it until it's finished. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that finish, and at that time, I didn't know what that finish was. So I wasn't sentenced.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just the longest day is your first day. And there's the two long days, your first day in and your night before out, you know.
Got it. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, here you are. You got put with the homies first.
Yeah.
Okay. And you kind of right off the bat, you're like, I don't really relate to them. No offense. I want to be with my people. Saturday afternoon, it happened. My first learning experience. For whatever reason, I decided to walk with this young black man. His name's Devin.
Yeah, it's good if I said it. If anything, it's probably Davon.
Davon. I was like, that's what I was like. I'm confused.
Yeah.
We were walking and talking, and then in the middle of the conversation, he says to me, ain't you black? Yes, I responded. Why aren't you with us? He replied. The best answer I could give him was, I didn't know I could be.
Yeah. Seriously, it wasn't the option.
Yeah. It's interesting that, like, yeah, like, you're kind of just floating.
Yeah. You know, because here's what's so funny about when you go inside. I don't know if people know this. There's no manual. There's no pamphlet they give you. So one, with this conversation, he's like, come on, let's talk to the rep. So he talked to the rep of like the Chicone homie rep. And one of the biggest factors was, I didn't know. There's like, you didn't know? You didn't know that there was black, or you didn't know that that's what you claim, or you didn't know that you are black, or you didn't, like, I don't, yeah. It was just unbeknownst to them that someone could be this oblivious to the system, you know?
Yeah.
And so apparently the switching cars part, you get jumped out, and then depends on the next people you go with, like, they could decide to jump you in, for wanting to be jumped out. You know what I'm saying? So here it is in the first week, and I'm about to get my ass kicked for something that I didn't even know. Like I said, they didn't give me the option of being black, so I could get my ass whooped for not choosing black.
For not selecting the checkbox you didn't even have access to.
Imagine that. You go on an SAT and you select two or more, and you really wanted to select one, and somebody's coming here and beat your ass before the test. Like, that's literally what was about to happen. Now, the reason I said I couldn't relate to homie, there was one older Hispanic dude, which I feel like he's a real Chicano. There was one dude in crutches when I went in there. There's one dude in crutches. We had a deaf Hispanic guy. We had a white guy that all he did was sleep majority of the day. And then we had another chubby kind of guy that didn't look so tough. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So them jumping me, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to let that happen. Old dude, I'm sorry, I respect elders, but I'm firing on you. I don't know what to do with the crutches going to do. Maybe hit me with the crutches, or maybe they just get other people because they, homies and Pice do run together. So now later, I probably would have got fucked up pretty bad. So I'm glad we made a deal on some dumb shit. I just got took advantage of the system. But we made a deal to where, you know what, I'm giving you some soups back or something. I'm going black.
You bought your freedom to go to the black?
Yeah, I bought my freedom while inside to be black.
It feels like that's not normally how things would go down outside of prison.
But shouldn't it, wouldn't it be easier than like a white guy pretending to listen to all the rap music? Like he just buy his way into being black. Like, look, here's, like, what do I got? What do you guys want? Popeyes? Like, you want some of our white culture? You want some potato salad? Like, what is it that we could do to show food-wise? Or how can we buy into being black? Just buy your blackness.
And you bought it with soup.
Bought it with soup. Soup is a major commodity.
I'm like intrigued by that whole concept, which I'm sure we'll touch on a bunch.
Yeah.
I mean, like you even include it, like you include a breakdown when you first go in. First things first, selecting a car, black brothers, homies, Mexican, white, black, Asian, Chicano, Paisa. I like that homies and Chicano are not the same.
Yeah, homies and Pisces is not the same. So it would almost be as if, like, now they don't beef with one another, but it would almost be like El Salvadorians and Mexicans.
Okay.
That makes sense. Like, it's like, I hope I'm not doing anything wrong by saying this, but it'd be like third world country Mexicans and real Mexicans from California or something. You know what I mean? Or United States.
I feel like you might be. I feel like that might be crossing several lines.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm not there no more. Fuck them. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But watch, they're listening and waiting. Like, man, he knew. He said he was on a podcast. Yeah, I'm checking it out. But yeah. So I was literally a homie for 3 days.
Okay. I mean, if you could probably, like, title the name of an autobiography, that sounds like a good one. A homie for 3 days.
Yeah. That's kind of how I am with my real friendships anyway. Like, I'm a good friend for 3 days, and then I'm like, the other two, like, eh. You know where Marcus is? You know.
That just encompasses so much of your life all in one.
Yeah. Day. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, in this letter, you kind of keep going down. So you're going, so... Let me see. Switching cars results in a 39-second beatdown. Does it, how did, like, the 39-second beatdown part is what stands out. Like, is it timed? Is it, like, I have so many questions about the logistics.
I really think it's just till someone gets tired.
Got it.
Literally, because, you know, I've seen some. The funny thing is, I haven't seen... Like blacks, I've never seen a 2-on-1, 3-on-1 black thing.
Okay.
I'll take that back. I've seen it one time.
Okay.
Usually, for the most time, it's a straight up square fight. You know, but Mexicans, they get down. Mexicans, Paisas, homies, all that, they get down. 3-on-1s, 4-on-1s, 2-on-1s. It seems regularly.
Okay.
White, not so much. I saw one white dude fight. He busted the dude's nose. I was like happy for him because I kind of like the white guy. And like it was
cheering on the side of the fight.
Yeah. Well, it was messed up because he got into it. The white guy, I'm sorry, I'm mad. I forget all their names. Hopefully I had them written down somewhere. But sad. I mean, it's sad when you hear some of the cases. His case was the guy thought he was speeding because... I don't know if he drove his car fast, but there's a car that happened to be around him. You ever be in a situation where, like, you're just in a rush somewhere, and someone's like, oh, you want to race? So let me race you. And it's like, I'm not racing you. It's got to be somewhere. Like, and I remember when I had my Honda Genesis, like, that's what it was. Like, I'd be on a freeway, and it would be fun to drive a little fast. And sometimes I'd be running late. And so then I'd have, like, a motorcycle rider, like, ride up next to me and be like, zing, zing, rev up. And I'm like, I'm not. Like, go, please. Like, I'm not trying to draw this attention. So anyway, he was in a race, and he hit someone in the dark. But he had, like, a green light. It was like a pedestrian walking, but he, like, ended up killing him. And he was saying, like, his arm was in his car. Like, he hit him like that. So I don't know what's going on with his case, but that was a trip.
That's crazy. How many of the cases did you hear when you were in that you kind of wish that you knew what was following up with them later?
I mean,
like, that sounds like one. There, definitely.
I don't know if the following up later, but I love this one white dude. Like, I don't know about privilege, but white people definitely think different than we do.
Okay.
There's definitely above the law. There's this one gentleman I talked to, and he was talking about a situation where he's like, I can't believe I'm in here. Like, here I was at the club, and I'm at the club, and this dude, like, wants to ignite a fight with me and incite a fight with me. He's talking shit, what have you. And then I step outside, and dude takes off on me, punches me. Little does he know, I know jujitsu, and I get him in a hold, and I break his arm. And now I'm in here. You know, we go to court, and he talks about it as if he's the victim. And so I call him up, and I'm like, hey, dude, why are you being a bitch? I was like, you did what? No, man, it clearly states you can't reach out to the victims. Like, that's guilty. Well, you know, he shouldn't be a bitch. Dude, this ain't the Wild West here. Like, I agreed. You know, people would be locked up if people weren't bitches and just took the L. Like, you don't know this? And he so much didn't know this. I mean, we talk about pettiness. And it's usually amongst, I won't say it. It's good to know that there are white people that are petty as hell. And maybe they are. Because, I mean, they get the race card so much that it's like, it's beyond that. They petty too. This guy was petty to where, I guess he was on, what's the new, you could rent a car? Maybe Toro, something like that.
I don't even know.
Well, whatever the case, he rented this guy's car and didn't return it. So the guy, like, turned off his driving privileges, so to speak.
Okay.
So this dude, who's like an IT tech guy, the same guy that broke arms, he goes, little does he know, there's a device where you just turn that thing off and you can just start the car yourself. So whatever. That's what he does.
Oh, my gosh. He
turns that thing off, turns his car on because he said, I paid him an extra day. But I was like, but he wanted it back. Didn't you get that? So what? I gave him the money. Like, oh, that's it. That's problem solved. No, he probably needed it back. It's not. This ain't going through your head. So I just say, in some cases, when you go inside there, you know, there's some innocent where you're like, wow, that happened. Then there's some, I kind of know why you're in here. And some don't have a problem.
Yeah. Know?
But yeah, so long story short, he pretty much stole the guy's car. And then the guy takes his car back once again, but he has dude's phone, his phone, so he pretty much took his phone because it was in the car. So then what happens? He steals the car back. So it's just a back and forth. He keeps stealing this dude's car. And I'm like, you just didn't, like, you didn't want to just let it go.
No. Nope,
report nope. The phone missing, stolen. You got insurance. Get a new phone. Like, some things just don't equate.
No. He just was in it for, like, he wanted to make sure that there was pettiness around. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, there's one case I wish to follow up, but I wouldn't know if I wanted to hear the sentence. You know, there's one of the saddest stories I heard in there where a young man was dealing with his ex-girlfriend, and I guess it was a back and forth, off and on relationship. She was plotting to rob him pretty much and did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Plotting to rob him, did. Robbed him with her ex-boyfriend before him. They pretty much beat him up. He beat him up at his, like, held him at gunpoint, beat him up, pistol whooped him, what have you. And he went back to the ex-girlfriend's house. And I just want my phone. And I want.
I feel like it's something else. Why is there an elbow?
You went to the car. Steph, are you still there?
Well, wow, that was weird.